Chapter 6. Mary visits Colin again. After lunch, Mary went to visit Colin.
"I met your father this morning,"
she said.
"He's strange, but nice."
"He isn't very nice to me,"
said Colin.
"He forgets about me because I'm always in my bedroom. I never leave my bedroom."
"That's ridiculous,"
said Mary.
"You must leave your bedroom. Come to the secret garden with me. You'll feel better there."
"I want to go to the secret garden,"
said Colin.
"But I can't feel better. I'm going to die."
"How do you know that?"
asked Mary.
"Everybody knows it,"
said Colin sadly. Suddenly, Mr. Craven and Mrs. Medlock came into the room. They were surprised to see Mary there.
"When did you two meet?"
asked Mr. Craven.
"Mary, leave the room. Colin mustn't get tired."
"Goodbye, Colin. I'm going to Europe tomorrow."
Mary woke up early the next day. She ran to the secret garden. Dickon was there with his black bird and his little red fox, Captain. Dickon loved animals, and they loved him. They always came to him when he was in the garden.
"Hello, Dickon,"
said Mary.
"I need your help. I met my cousin, Colin. He stays in bed all day and he can't walk."
"Yes, I know,"
said Dickon.
"Poor Colin. How can we help him?"
"Can we bring him to the secret garden?"
asked Mary.
"We can try,"
said Dickon, smiling. Dickon and Mary worked in the garden all morning. The garden already looked nicer. That night, Mary went to bed early. She thought about Colin, Dickon, and the secret garden until she went to sleep.